If you ever listen to an All Things Apostolic podcast, you need to listen to this one today. That is, if you're a leader or if you want to be a leader. Welcome to All Things Apostolic. We're glad that you are with us here on this Monday, September the 23rd. And I trust you had a great day yesterday. We have been in revival with evangelist and pastor Jeremy Wilbanks. What a great family. He and his whole family's there, of course, with us, and good things are happening, and the revival's continuing, and a bunch have got the Holy Ghost, and there's been I think I could say this without exaggerating. In fact, the other night we had service that was, we didn't have preaching. It was planned, but we never got there. I think I saw young people go deeper in Holy Ghost than at any time, at least for years in the Rock Church, and maybe ever. So that's a big deal, because the first thing there is about successful living for God is spiritual formation. And unless a person has that and it anchors them, and particularly if they can get it while they are a young person, it anchors them in a way that is tremendously powerful. And that can happen at any age in life. But as a young person, they've got years that they can give to the kingdom of God that have not been wasted somewhere else. So anyway, it's a great thing. God's moving. Good things are happening. We at Wilson University are in the process of transitioning a president. In fact, the announcement for the new president just voted in Monday of this week. No, where am I? This is Monday. That would be Sunday. It was last week. Just voted in last week as president. And now we're going to announce who that is. A few of you already know, but we're going to announce that at the Grand Gala at the National Challenge Week. That will be next week, September 25th, 26th, 27th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. The Grand Gala will be on Thursday night. It is a incredible good time. And if you haven't signed up, you can go to National Challenge Week website and sign up for it. And you can sign up for the whole meeting. It's got some incredible breakout sessions, some incredible lectures, some incredible things that you won't want to miss by people that are just as highly competent as you can get throughout the apostolic movement. And then there's going to be a graduation on Friday night. It's going to be a great celebration. There's already been a bunch of people that registered that want to be there. It's going to be powerful. Brother Nathaniel Urshan will be preaching that night, issuing a challenge. This is an apostolic graduation. And it's the graduation of both Hope Corps, and it's the graduation of Wilson University. And it is going to be powerful. So you don't want to miss it. Then afterwards, there's a party. It's just a great post-graduation party. It's going to be great. There'll be food trucks. There'll be fun and fellowship with people that are people of purpose, not just people, but people of purpose. And so these are things you don't want to, if you need to sign up and come to the whole thing. That's the bottom line. There is no other meeting like this in the movement that we know of. And last year it was outstanding. The gala last year was not only sold out, it was oversold. And there was extra chairs put out, and they still couldn't barely get most everybody in. So This year, there's a nicer and bigger venue. It is beautiful, and it awaits you. At the gala, there's going to be other things that are going on besides the announcement. There's going to be fun. There's going to be a little bit of humor. That's what we call it, a little bit of humor. And that is going to be a tremendous thing that you just don't want to miss. And Dr. Rob McKee is going to be there doing a little bit of humor. His wife, Cheryl, will be singing. Everything's going to be top-notch. So it will be emceed by Kevin Bradford, who is like America's greatest MC. Everything is going to be really, really neat. And you don't want to miss it. Go to the National Challenge Week website. Sign up and be there. You won't regret it. So anyway, last week and the week before, we talked about three things that every church will have to have if they're going to have sustained revival. If you want sustained revival, there's certain pieces. There's a lot of pieces to leadership, but there's certain pieces that if you want sustained revival in an apostolic local church, there are some things that are essential. This one this week is a little more complex. Maybe I should say just a little layer deeper than some of the others. And so here we are. The number three thing that you have to have is the proper perception by the leader of his followers or her followers. The proper perception of the followers from the leader. How does the leader perceive the followers? And we oftentimes talk about how do the followers perceive the leader, but how the followers perceive the leader will have much, will be determined to a great extent by how the leader perceives the followers. Important. May not be a more important lesson in leadership than this one. This would rate right up there. And so how a person sees the people that come into their church and sees their potential. So let's just talk about that a little bit today. First of all, what do you think a person looks like that's made in the image of God? The Bible says we're made in the image of God. What does that mean? Now, we know we're fallen. Okay, we've inherited the fall from Adam. So there is an erosion or fragmentation of that image that was made after the image of God, made in the image of God. So there is some distortion in us now. But so the question is, what does a person look like that is mint condition, that is straight off the shelf, off the perfect assembly line? What does that human being look like? Well, we can tell you that human being is perfect. Because everything that comes from heaven, and the image of God comes from heaven, everything that comes from heaven is made perfect. And anything that's in heaven, like there is a concept of everything that is on earth that's in heaven first. It's pulled out of the heavenlies. All perfections, every perfect gift, James says, comes down from above. And so if you've got a perfect chair somewhere in the invisible, there is a concept of that chair that's perfect. No scratches. All the legs are the same length. The upholstery on it's perfect, not a thread out of place, not even a millionth of an inch out of place. Everything, it's perfect. Now, when we actualize it into our fallen world of existence, then that essential self is less than what it is in existence. So the question is, what does a human being look like in their essence? The question we're going to answer is what kind of perception should a leader have of his followers? That's where we're going here, okay? So the perfect image, there is a perfect image of a person. If you were to get in the spirit today and get transported to heaven and saw the pattern for yourself, had a vision of your perfect self as it lies in the infinite mind of God, as it is created in the image of God, in the infinite mind of God, what would you see? You would see your perfect self. So there's some people that say, well, when the prophet Isaiah, for example, got in the spirit, he said, woe is me, for I'm a man that I'm unclean, a man of undone, a man of unclean lips, and so forth. But that's not the Isaiah that he saw in the spirit. That's the Isaiah that he was in existence. What he saw in the spirit was the perfect Isaiah, and immediately that is contrasted to the existing Isaiah. And he says, I'm a long ways from there. So that distance from our existence to our essence is potential. That's our potential. There's a big gap there between what we are and what we're created, how we are created. There's a big gap in all of us. And you can't fill the gap if you never have a vision of that invisible perfection of self. This is why in the unique vinculum of Wilson University on leadership, we have a vinculum of leadership. No other apostolic school has that. And I don't even know if any that I know of, no other school has that. But it's tremendously powerful and effective. And in that vinculum, the first step in leadership is spiritual formation. Until a person has that initial encounter with God, until they have a primary spiritual instant in which they encounter divinity on a personal level, on a relational level, and they see God. Now, I don't mean they see an outline of a person up there, but in a visionary encounter, they encounter God. So no man encounters himself till he encounters God. You have to have an encounter with God to have an encounter with yourself that is transformative on the maximum scale. And so these are just some of the basic things that are taught that helps us to get to answer the question of how a pastor ought to see his people. And what a difference that makes. That's where I'm going. So here's a leader, and he's looking at the congregation. Now, I've had a lot of pastors talk to me. Most of the times, they're just kind of kidding because they love their people. But, you know, like one said, I don't have a single person in my church that can screw a nut on a bolt. And I had one time, he was kind of raw, but he did love his people, and he knew it. He said, I love sinners, and I hate saints. He was really an evangelist at heart. And he didn't hate saints, but dealing with the problems of the development of people is different than dealing with the problems of getting people out of sin and breaking the back of the forces that are holding them down. That's an anarchic kind of ministry. You gotta overthrow what's holding those people. That's evangelistic ministry. Over here, you've got creating a national identity. This person's coming into a holy nation. The church is called the holy nation. So it's a formative kind of, both of them are leaderships, but it's different leadership regimes that people go through in the process of becoming. We talk about all these in our classes in a thousand times more depth. I mean, a thousand there is used just as a placeholder, but much, much more depth if you're if you're really interested in your life and leadership being maximized instead of just halfway living your leadership potential, you need to get in these classes. It's in a, what is it, 5-class vinculum. And it goes from theology of human spirituality. That's what we're talking about today, the development of self. And it goes all the way through all as leaders. That's the last one. There's 5. So here's the problem. Like, I had somebody come to the church when I was pastoring, and they said, of a certain gentleman in our church who wasn't very gentle, they said, he has the most prickly personality of anybody I've ever met. He is so stinking hard to get along with, and hurt my feelings. I mean, I didn't let them know it hurt my feelings, but it hurt my feelings because I loved him and saw so much in him. And some of it was being drawn out of him. And I thought about it. And it dawned on me, as bad as I hated to admit it, the observation of the person was correct. He was prickly. He was difficult. Very difficult. But I loved him. And he loved me. And he loved the church. So the difference is the observer was seeing the existing man under the conditions of fallen, finite existence. He was seeing him as he was, but I was seeing him through the eyes of revelation. God wants to give leaders revelation. He wants to give parents revelation. He wants to give husbands and wives revelation. Where you see the people that you work with as they are in their perfection as the image of God. You can't do that if you're not spiritual. You can't do that if you don't walk in the Spirit. You can't do that if your mind is not oriented. And if you don't have revelation of how the mind is to be controlled, where you actually see people as God sees them. When you see them as God sees them, you're not looking at all of their shortcomings. You're looking at their possibilities. And in your mind, if you have faith, those possibilities are already being actualized in that person. That sets off, I start to say, a chemical reaction. It's really not chemical, but kind of an invisible reaction in that person where they begin to lean into your expectations of them. We're not talking about magic. We're talking about reality in the world of both flesh and spirit. They lean into those expectations and they begin to match those expectations. And in doing so, they discover a self that they themselves have never seen of themselves. But a leader is taking them there. That somebody says, well, Brother Wilson, how do you develop such loyalty in people? There is no trick. I'm giving it to you right now. I see them in their potential because in the Holy Ghost, I've gone to where you can see their potential. When you go there and see it, you come back and you automatically think of them like that, and that actualizes it. The reason they're loyal and love you, they couldn't articulate everything I'm articulating today, but the reason they're loyal and love like they love is because they realize that you have literally helped them move from a life under the ugly conditions of finite existence into the light. Into the light of possibility. And when you and I taste one drop of that, it doesn't take a gallon bucket. When you and I taste one drop of that, it transforms the way we think about everything, including ourselves. Now, there's more on this, and I can't get all to it today, but I'm glad you're here, and I hope it at least piqued your interest to the point. Look, you're going to live your whole life, especially if you're a leader. Why don't you come and take advantage of the opportunity to get all this stuff so that you become a leader on a world-class level instead of limping through life and allowing some little old silly something prevent you from getting these understandings. So you can go to info@wilsonu.edu. info@wilsonu.edu. You can learn more about the Graduate Leadership Certificate Program. Adios. Until next week, God bless you.